Good morning, Aggieland. Welcome to Waterful Wednesday. I'm your host, Jennifer Nations. It's been a while since I've talked about PFAS, an abbreviation for per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, but I have some exciting news to share. First, some background. PFAS are also known as forever chemicals because they break down very slowly and build up in people, animals, and the environment over time. PFAS are a group of manufactured chemicals that have been used in industry and consumer products since the 1940s. PFAS chemicals have been used at airports in firefighting foam, in manufacturing processes, and as part of consumer products like nonstick pans, waterproofing, and stain-resistant coatings. These chemicals persist in the environment, and they've been detected worldwide, including in soil and drinking water sources. It's important to note, though, that PFAS have not, I repeat, not been detected in our local drinking water because that comes from a protected aquifer 3,000 feet deep. The widespread presence of PFAS is troubling, but there is hope. Researchers at the University of California, Riverside have had success using hydrogen and ultraviolet light to destroy these forever chemicals. The researchers infused small samples of PFAS-contaminated water with hydrogen. That caused the water to release electrons and other particles that weaken the molecular bonds in PFAS. Ultraviolet light pulses supercharged the reactions, and the toxic PFAS chemicals fell apart into harmless components within 45 minutes. This research is on a small scale as of now, but the potential for an easily replicated, reliable method of PFAS removal is there. PFAS chemicals have been around longer than even my parents have been alive. We're beginning to quantify their presence in water and food sources, and while that's happening, there is promising research in removing these chemicals from the environment. That's really, really encouraging. Tune in next week to learn more about water and be a water geek just like me.